KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly and Dave Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. One of my favorite things to do, one of my favorite guests, is a gentleman who puts us on the air every day, my engineer, Steve Ryman. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Jim. It's good to hear from, is it Vitalant? Vitalant? How do you say it?
I always say Vitalant.
Okay.
But maybe, I didn't get corrected. Lake didn't correct me, but maybe
Then we'll say Vitalant.
There we go.
Yeah.
At least we'll act like that's the way to say it, right?
Yeah. And you know, when it was United Blood Services and the Big Red Building, I'm glad to see that we're continuing that relationship. We've done that Good Friday for years and years. I would just reiterate, yeah, what we already heard. Is just to participate, and stories are always good. I'm going to share a real quick story.
Sure.
Cause people hopefully will hear this and go, well, I want to make that kind of a difference. But, about 8 years ago, and actually it was May 2nd, a Thursday, and it was the National Day of Prayer. My first grandbaby was born, and she was born, as what is called a ghost baby. You can search the internet for that. And there's not many that have survived, what she went through. She was bleeding into her mother throughout the pregnancy, which was part of the reason, come to find out, because her blood wasn't the type my daughter had. Mm. So my daughter was pretty sick through the, pregnancy, but really didn't know how bad it was. And then at the very end of the pregnancy, it was an emergency delivery. But she was born literally with 20 or 25% of her blood. 75 to 80% of her blood was gone. Wow. And they're called ghost babies because they're white because they have no blood. And because of, at the time, it was United Blood Services and what they do, they were able to save her life. And it makes that, you think of accidents or, and that's another great, someone else has that story.
Yeah.
There's stories behind all of these. There's people, family members, that others love that are in need and, out of sight, out of mind. So, just remember all those gifts you're giving. It is the gift of life. Mm. And Skip will share, I'm sure, over the weekend, how we do find life in the blood of Christ. Looking forward to this weekend, Good Friday. And one of the other things not mentioned about this weekend, the Special Music Sunday is not only Battle Drums, but Mac Brock is going to be the special music guest. And I'll just encourage you to just go on, if you're not familiar with who Mac is. He's had nominations for Gospel Music Awards, Dove Award for Worship Song of the Year. So he's a recording artist that a lot of folks are familiar with.
You know, in our recording artist, Steve, when we think back about the last 14 months, 12, 14 months with COVID, a lot of the people in the music business and the music ministry have really struggled because they haven't been able to have concerts and other kinds of things. So even more important for us to really start listening to your iTunes and pulling up Christian artists. And Mac Brock will be a real blessing to you when you come out this weekend. So a lot of fun things. We wanted to spend the rest of our hour today just talking about what we've talked about and remind you of some special things that are going on. Right now you have a couple hours left. Call Mira Consulting if you need any dental work. They are providing free dental care at the Los Padillas Community Center till 4 o'clock today. You can call 898-2797. They're giving free exams, x-rays, cleanings, fluoride treatments, desensitization. I never can say
I just
that
skipped
right.
That one.
and sealants. And so it's top-notch. Mira Consulting, what an amazing company to donate 2 days worth of this free dental care at the Los Padillas Community Center. Call 898-2797. No strings attached. It's a free dental clinic, and they're going to be open till 4 today.
And it's funny you said, if you need. Chances are, everyone listening needs.
Yes, they do.
So make that call. Let me give that phone number one more time. 898-2797. You can't just show up. You got to make an appointment, before you head down to the, Los Padillas Community Center. One of the other areas, Jim, that, throughout the year we've encouraged our listeners to be giving towards, is Holly Slade's, and she would say it's not mine. We do this together. But, Holly Slade, of course, the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids. They were just on the air March 9th. You can go back in the archives at abqconnect.online and hear from Holly. But, just what she does through APS schools, they're back in session coming up next week.
Yes. And that's why she was very concerned when she came on the show. They had just found out that APS would be back, in session April 5th. And that may really exacerbate a big problem. And the problem that Feed New Mexico Kids has intervened on is providing food for children on the weekends. Right now, they can get food twice a day during the weekdays at their particular school. So APS done an amazing job to make sure kids are fed. But when you listen to Holly on our programs, you hear her appeal to people about, say, a third grader. You know, you have somebody that's 8 years old that hasn't eaten Saturday or Sunday, and they come to class at 8 o'clock on Monday morning, and they're almost ravenous. They can't concentrate on schoolwork, and that's the need that Feed New Mexico Kids fills.
And we've done a pretty good job educating our listeners, but let's back up a little bit. The reason you mentioned weekends is the Title I does provide food during the week for the children at school. And when school's out, they have the public park program. But it was the weekends where the kids were missing food. And, you know, basically these kids are being fed Monday through Friday and then expected to go Saturday, Sunday. They're on their own. And Holly started Feed New Mexico Kids to fill that gap. Now, coming up Friday, we already mentioned an opportunity to donate blood. I happen to know the Feed New Mexico Kids bins. I'm going to guess that they're going to be out over the weekend, including Friday. Mm-hmm. So when you're coming down, whether it's for the Good Friday service and the blood drive, or for the Easter sunrise service or the 9 or 11 o'clock service, make sure to bring the items for Feed New Mexico Kids. And there's a real easy way, Jim, I know you know, how people can find the list of things that are needed for Feed New Mexico Kids.
They can go to feednmkids.com, and you can just actually look at the list of the items that go into a snack pack. And there are things like Chef B.R. Boyardee ravioli. They're all in cans that have pop tops,
right,
so that they don't have to be cooked before you eat them. Now, you may think to yourself, gee, am I going to eat some Chef Boyardee ravioli without heating it up? Well, the truth is that that's not the ideal thing. But if a child can't cook it, at least it's nutritious, and it will get them through the weekend. We'll also pack snack packs with protein bars and different items that they don't have to cook. And it just is a way for the kids to be sustained. It's done very discreetly. The kids can pick those up before the weekend. They can put them in their backpack. Nobody knows about it. And a lot of times it is the very sustenance they need to feel better about themselves come Monday morning.
Yeah. And, again, we encourage you to go to, feednmkids.com. Look at that list. You can go to, the box store or a local grocery store. Maybe help out a local grocer, by picking up some of the items there. And actually, one of the other things that Holly, has let people know, they take money donations because they can take that bulk of money and then go and buy the food in bulk and actually, make it go a little farther.
Yeah, they actually can buy things at a considerable discount over what we would pay normally at retail. One of the things that's interesting is that Feed New Mexico Kids is entirely a volunteer organization. So if you do make a financial donation, on their website, which again is feednmkids.com, feednmkids.com. Any financial donation, literally 99% of that is going toward food and everything else. And the small 1%, that's going to packaging materials like Ziploc bags and that type of thing. So literally all of the money, 100% of the money that you give is going to help children.
You know, not long ago, a couple of weeks ago, Jim, I was real pleased to see that you had had someone scheduled on the show, Paul and Debbie Fasuliak, who'd been on the show in times past, along with Sandy Scripter, who's recently joined Johnny and Friends. Wheels for the, it says Wheels for the World. We always called it Wheelchairs for the World. Mm-hmm. But I guess Wheels for the World, a Wheelchair Collection Month. That was March. So there's still time for that. But that ministry collects those wheelchairs, refurbishes the equipment, and then distributes these life-changing wheels to people in need around the world. And I happen to be aware of it, not only because we've had them on the air, but I live close to Grace Church. So every time I drive by, they've got their donation area right out there off San Antonio.
And you may not even realize that you have a wheelchair. Maybe you haven't thought about it because it's in your garage gathering dust. If you donate to Johnny and Friends, they will take that wheelchair, as Steve mentioned, completely refurbish it. And right now, they're collecting wheelchairs in New Mexico to be distributed in the country of Peru. Now, you might say, gee, do they distribute wheelchairs in America? Well, the truth is that in America, if you need a wheelchair, you could pretty much get a wheelchair through Medicaid and Medicare and your insurance. Even people that are in poverty situations can get their hands on a wheelchair. But in countries like Peru or other third world countries in South Asia and other places, they don't have access to wheelchairs. So Johnny and Friends is doing an amazing job of putting wheelchairs in, you know, getting them in the hands of people so that they can move around and really have a life that's really, really special after they receive that gift.
And you'll have the Fasuliaks back on the air soon, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we're going to have them back in a couple of weeks and talk about their next project coming up. Really an important ministry. Johnny Erickson Tata is frequently on our station on KNKT. We have 2 or 3 minute vignettes that we play, and Johnny shares, not only do they provide wheelchairs, but they're sharing the love of Christ with everybody that they're in touch with. So it is a special ministry.
So Jim, before we go to the break, we'll want to share a little more about GFA, but before we go to that, you took the time to write down a great verse, that goes along with, what the Johnny and Friends organization is doing.
Luke 14:21-23 says, "Go out quickly and bring the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame, so that my home will be full." And really what it is just a statement that to be inclusive of everyone, because God truly does love everyone, and it speaks to everyone having access to God, and we all do.
Okay, so I mentioned GFA, Gospel for Asia, and of course, at the end of last year, we spent some time doing the Christmas Critter Campaign, encouraging folks to give that way, whether it was a chicken or a buffalo?
Oh, you can give water buffalo, you can do
goats,
you can do rabbits, you can do chickens, there's a lot.
And it was a great campaign, and people responded, and Gospel for Asia was blessed, because not only could they deliver those gifts to the people who would be receiving them, along with the gift came an opportunity to share the love of Christ with those who need to hear about them, and the people that they're reaching out to are in places that aren't always receptive the culture to people coming in and sharing the love of Christ. So we sure appreciate what the missionaries are doing there. Now, I mentioned this was the Critter Campaign, and it's important, all those things, but you can go days without eating, but what is it, only 3 days, you can go without water. And although there's what seems like plenty of water, in some of these areas, The real trick is getting clean water, because when the water isn't the level of quality it needs to be, we just see so many people getting sick, it's devastating.
Steve, we have a very good friend in Dr. K.P. Yohannan, who is the founder of GFA World. We all know it as Gospel for Asia, but now they've expanded their ministry outside of the Asian continent, and it's just amazing what they're doing. And one of the primary things they're doing now is focusing on bringing clean water. And as you mentioned, Steve, it's so critical. In fact, in my interview with K.P. Yohannan, he said that, you know, everybody's talking about COVID, but 5% of the problem in third world countries, in poverty-stricken countries, is COVID. 95% of the problem is food and water.
Yeah. Here's some interesting facts I found. According to a drinking water fact sheet from the World Health Organization, listen to these different facts. 785 million people worldwide lack access to a basic drinking water source. 4.2 billion people across the world. How many people in are there not 9 billion, 8 billion now in the world?
Oh, I don't even know the whole number, but that's a pretty significant number compared to
4.2 billion people across the world lack basic sanitation, including hand washing facilities. And then every year, 297,000 more children could live to see their fifth birthday if they had safe water and good sanitation habits. So what Gospel for Asia is doing is he has these Jesus wells. Jesus well is $1,400. You know, there's some people that maybe got their stimulus and they're, you know, actually they're like, you know, we're kind of doing okay. They put the stimulus aside. Well, maybe the Lord would lead you to either purchase a complete Jesus well for a community that would last, what, they say 20 years?
Yes.
So how many lives you're affecting with a Jesus well, or a portion of a stimulus check that could go towards that? You know, whether it's $5, $20, you could put it towards a Jesus well. When they have the $1,400, they'll purpose a well. They also have, for $30, bio sand filters. They're portable, and they can be shared. That makes just a world of difference as well, because a lot of times people have a well, but the water that's coming out of it, it's just not the quality it needs to be.
And they can run that water, filter it through the sand filter, and it'll be clean and bacteria-free and be healthy. And there's so many waterborne illnesses, it's crazy. If you would like to donate to the Clean Water Campaign with GFA World, go to our webpage at knkt.com and click on the GFA World Water Campaign, and you'll be able to give a gift that will save a lot of people. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about several other guests, including Scott Tom with Cross Christian Fellowship, Stephanie Luke and Paula Gonzalez with CareNet, James Widner with the Duke City Recovery Toolbox, and our own Pastor Matt Moffitt talking about how to share your faith at Calvary Church. We're going to go over all of those when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The aftermath of 2020 has left so many of us wrestling with questions about the future and wondering, what's next? Here's Skip Heitzig.
That's a question, by the way, that people ask anytime there is a catastrophe, any kind of catastrophic event causes people to ask the question, what's next? If there's a car accident that happens, well, what's next? Am I going to be able to walk after this? If a disease strikes someone, what's next? Am I going to be cured? If somebody we love dies, we ask, what's next? Am I going to be able to go on?
We want to help you live with confidence, no matter what the future holds, by sending you a powerful collection of Easter weekend messages from Skip Heitzig on the hope of the resurrection.
Anything's possible. If the one who said he's going to die and rise again died and rose again, that means all of the promises Jesus ever made are possible and can come true. That's why it's called The Living Hope.
The Morning That Changed Everything with Skip Heitzig is a DVD collection of 6 life-changing Easter messages. And it's our thanks for your gift of $35 or more today to help connect more people to the living hope of Jesus Christ. To give online securely, visit connectwithskip.com/offer. or call 800-922-1888.
A Harvest America Moment with Pastor Greg Laurie.
Who is Easter for? Easter is for the person who has been devastated by death. Have you lost a loved one? Here's the message of Easter. Jesus died on the cross and he rose again from the dead. So here's the bottom line. Death died when Christ rose. And listen to this. This is the best news of all. If you've lost a loved one who died in faith, you're going to see them again. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Again, death died when Christ rose.
Impact your world with the gospel by knowing God and making him known. Connect with Pastor Greg Laurie and sign up to receive his free daily devotion emails. To get started, visit harvest.org today. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Here on ABQ Connect, we try to connect you with all the resources that you might need literally for all aspects of your life. We had Scott Tom on the show. He is a pastor of Cross Christian Fellowship here in Albuquerque on March 23rd. Right now, he's taking applications for his Shepherd School. This is a two-year training program for men wanting to pursue pastoral ministry. Reach out to Pastor Scott through his website at crossfellowship.org. to sign up for that. Scott is an amazing Bible teacher, and of course, there's other resources that we've pointed people to, as well as Calvary College here, right, Steve?
Yeah, one of the things with Pastor Scott I wanted to mention, their ministry at Cross Christian Fellowship, this Good Friday, they're having a Good Friday movie night, 7 p.m. It's a no-cost event, but registration is required. I think probably because of the space limited because of COVID. But you can register at no cost at crossfellowship.org/event. The movie, which I've seen, and if you haven't seen it, Jim, I encourage you to see it. Joseph Fiennes, one of my favorite actors. A view of the resurrection through the eyes of a Roman tribune. Very interesting. I would say akin to the classic The Robe. Do you remember?
Now, is this a movie that kids could go to as well? Maybe a little caution under 12, yeah, kind of thing?
Yeah, you know what? That's hard for me to say because it depends on who the parent is. I know parents who took their 5-year-olds to see Passion of the Christ. I mean, Focus on the Family had it as a family-friendly movie, and families went to it. So that's really the call of the parent. Parental guidance suggested. They're going to be doing that this Friday at 7 p.m. So, we're not the only one doing movie nights once in a while.
What I like is that these are all things for families.
Yeah.
You just said that. And they're free, and they're just times of fellowship and fun. I got a kick out of Tiffany talking about the food and things that will be available this Friday, Good Friday, here at Calvary Church. You can come to the Good Friday services from noon to 1 o'clock, but you can also donate blood here at the church from 8 a.m. until 3 o'clock p.m. this Friday. And then there will be an Easter sunrise service at Calvary Church, 7 o'clock a.m. in the Green Belt, out where we have our Frisbee golf area. Make sure you bring a chair, bring a blanket.
Leave the frisbees at home that morning.
Yeah, leave the frisbees at home. I don't think Pastor Skip will like getting hit in the forehead with a frisbee driver.
Hey, one of my favorite guests was on with you earlier. Was it this week or last week? But Stephanie Luke was back with Paula Gonzalez from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, and they do such a great work educating people about the sanctity of human life, make their services available. One of the things that sticks out to me about what they do, whether a person is going in considering an abortion or they've already had an abortion, they're going to be greeted with the same love of Christ, either side of that, happening. And, the biggest, stat that I always like to share is if you know someone considering an abortion If you can get them to go to CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, one of their, I think, five locations, and if they get an ultrasound.
And by the way, that's free.
Yeah, no cost. All their services at no cost. Counseling, the ultrasounds, all the things that they do, no cost. If that person considering an abortion gets an ultrasound, there's a more than 80% chance, I think it's about 85% chance, yes, they're going to change their mind about an abortion, and the life of that child is going to be saved. Not just through that, but, I mean, 85%, that's just...
No, that's a staggering number, and I think it's because people, you know, we just don't know what's going on inside of our bodies, and women are so stressed in many times and terrified. And those are all real emotions, and those are sometimes their fears are actually things that could possibly happen. But if their fears are going to be calm.
If you're going through that now and you're concerned that there's going to be judgment or you know anything, any of those scary things, I assure you, you're going to be greeted with the love of Christ, and you're going to be glad you went. I can't wait to have them back in. I appreciate so much what they do. Yeah. And another guest you had recently, Matt Moffitt, is busy in Albuquerque.
Well, Matt is our community liaison at Calvary Church, and he's part of the, you know, working with Mira Consulting to put together this dental thing that, by the way, is still going on and is going to be available, free dental appointments, Los Padillas Community Center until 4 o'clock today. And but Pastor Moffitt is also putting together a Share Your Faith seminar at Calvary Church on April 17th.
You know, what a great opportunity to I'll confess this, Jim. I was a Christian probably 7 or 8 years before I was discipled to a point where I could comfortably share my faith. Mm-hmm. Although I clung to, trusted, and relied on the gospel of Jesus Christ for my salvation at that time when I wasn't well equipped, and I wasn't well equipped is my own fault.
Yeah.
But this, what a gift this could be to either to yourself, or maybe you know someone who recently made a decision for Christ and doesn't have the $15 to register for this event. What a gift.
Absolutely, and it's a fun thing. It again, this is not a laborious thing. This is to help people thrive in their faith and to really have a comfort level with sharing what they believe and internalizing and maybe even answering many questions for themselves.
So where do they go to get the information?
They can go into a website. It is called store.evangelismexplosion.org. That is store.evangelism.org. Find the Share Your Faith at Calvary Church Albuquerque tab to register. Again, the cost is $15. But if you know somebody that wants to go, make sure you help them go if they can't afford that. There's going to be some materials and things that are passed out, and that's just to try to cover the cost. That's absolutely not a profit-making thing. That's going to be held at Calvary Church on April 17th.
Hey, Jim, someone wants to know, how do I get my organization on the show?
All they have to do is give me an email, jim@abqconnect.online. Let me know what's going on, and we'll get you on the show and talk about what you're doing and how you're helping people. Thanks, Steve, for joining me today.
Thanks, Jim.
Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.